Governor Kay Ivey announced yesterday she will soon begin treatment for lung cancer. This morning, she's expected to undergo an outpatient procedure at UAB, and soon after, she'll begin a series of radiation treatments. Ivey seemed confident none of this will prevent her from carrying out her duties as governor. For some insight on this, we turn to Dr. Fred Dumas. He's a radiation oncologist and medical director of the Cancer Center at Brookwood Baptist Medical Center. He spoke with WBHM's Gigi Duban about what the governor called a tiny, isolated malignancy.
Lung cancer is most often found when somebody either has symptoms or they go into the hospital for an unrelated reason and we see a spot on the x-ray. So the description of something isolated would tell me that this is likely a nodule in the lung and there's no evidence that the tumor has spread to lymph nodes or other parts of the body.
And the governor did say that this spot was discovered early, and because of that, it's very treatable. So what can someone in this situation expect? What's the prognosis like?
Well, the first thing is you want to stage somebody. To stage somebody is to put them into a category based on how extensive it is. The second thing you want to know is what type of cancer is it? There are multiple types of lung cancer, and there is a big difference between small cell lung cancer, which is almost always more extensive than you can tell on the x-rays, or the other more common cancers. There are so many new treatments now that you have to do some special studies. The pathologists do this, and they're looking for treatments that are going to be immune therapies rather than standard chemotherapies. But for somebody with an isolated lung cancer that is not metastatic to lymph nodes, then the next question is, can you operate? And that would be our traditional first treatment. And overall, the cure rate's very high in that situation as long as the cancer is not spread.
The governor has said that she is expected to undergo an outpatient procedure and begin a series of specialized radiation treatments soon. Any idea how long a person can expect to undergo these treatments and what does it depend on?
Well, there are a couple of ways to use radiation therapy to treat an isolated lung tumor. Here at Brookwood, we use a machine called the CyberKnife. They have similar technologies in Montgomery. And we might be doing something called radiosurgery. Radiosurgery, you give a few very large doses of radiation, and the cure rate with that is similar to the cure rate you'd see with surgery. Those treatments would typically take a few minutes, and they would be done every day, every other day for maybe a week. Standard radiation therapy for somebody with a more extensive tumor would be daily treatments that could extend over 6 to 7 weeks.
And I'm sure it's difficult to say without knowing the particulars around the governor's situation, and there's probably huge variation. But in general, what kind of impact or toll can this type of treatment potentially have on someone fighting lung cancer?
I think if we're talking about just radiation therapy, then there can be some fatigue from the emotional impact of being diagnosed with cancer and the change in routine. I describe it to people like that feeling you have when you come back from vacation and you say you need another vacation. It throws us off our normal. I suspect her normal is different than mine. It may not bother her at all. Radiation therapy typically is not associated with nausea, vomiting, anything that would truly impact on somebody's ability to get up and go to work. We treat people who go to work every day.
And the governor says none of this will prevent her from continuing to serve as governor. How realistic is that?
I think that sounds very realistic from what you've told me so far. The realistic expectation for somebody with a small lung tumor treated with modern radiation therapy would be you'd be able to control that tumor somewhere in the 80 to 90% range. If a lung cancer has not recurred in about the first year, it's probably not coming back. So half of all failures will happen in the first year or two.
Dr. Fred Dumas, thanks so much for being with us.
Fred Dumas is a radiation oncologist and medical director of the Cancer Center at Brookwood Baptist Medical Center. He spoke with WBHM's Gigi Duban. And we should note we reached out to the governor's office, but officials there didn't respond to our request for an interview.